With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, so I'm embarrassed. I never saw The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I know.
It's not too late.
Don't scream at me. However, I was recently invited to a birthday party, and the comedian that they had hired backed out at the last moment.
Wow.
And the hostess asked me to step in a kind of Mrs. Maisel thing because I'm just so naturally funny.
Totally funny. And,
yuck, yuck, Simon. And you know what I ended up doing?
What?
Not going to the party. I wasn't going to do that.
No, I'm with you. No, I agree. You're not the hired entertainment. That's not part
no,
of the deal.
Yeah, hanging out in a doctor's office, especially the gynecologist with other women, that's funny. But, you know, standing up in front of, no, I don't think so. Okay. So, guys, what's going on? It's hot there, right?
Oh, please.
Was.
Are we freezing to death? We're huddling in corners and taking refuge from the pouring rain. So, yeah, so much for the South African summer.
It is so cold here. It is so cold. And I'm so disgusting. And I don't want to, it's December 5th. And I'm like, I'm fighting not to put on the heat. I'm saying, well, it's only December 5th.
And have you got those sort of those Jerusalem balatot on your floors, which make everything doubly cold?
That's right. They make everybody arthritic, who even they weren't. I remember I once slept on an air mattress on the floor, and I didn't understand. I mean, it froze me to the spine because all that cold comes up through there.
Yeah, it would. Terrible. It definitely would. Andrew, you're going to talk to us today about, despite the fact that we have cutting-edge medical advances, in your words, they still hate us. Where were you going with that?
Yeah, well, you know, I keep getting, I mean, this may come as a huge surprise to you, but I'm on Facebook. And I get all the time, you know, these lists of, you know, they talk about the BDS movement and saying, oh, yeah, BDSer, well, if you want to boycott Israel, boycott your cell phone, boycott your, I want to say your discon, the USB, you know, chips.
Sure.
And they go down the whole list, you know, well, you can't be vaccinated from polio. And it's like this whole defensive thing that we go through to say, oh, we're so good. We're so terrific. And I have to tell you, I just discovered that 60 to 70 new, science and health startups are created every year in this little country, the size of, again, New Jersey, since you're talking about the Upper West Side. It's a teeny tiny country, and they don't care. They're not going down the list and saying, well, let's show them. Instead, it is such an indigenously Israeli thing, an indigenously Jewish thing to just be creating and healing. And I went into this list. So this morning on my show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, I spoke about two things that actually kind of spurred my interest. They just discovered a silicon chip here in Israel, a combination of the Technion up in Haifa, the Technion, which is the big science institute, and I'm losing my breath, I'm so excited, and Bar Ilan. Uh-huh. And they came up with this chip, a silicon chip. I'm not sure what they do with it exactly. You know, it's getting a little graphic for me. But apparently, it directly affects Alzheimer's, reducing the symptoms of Alzheimer's, especially in those that are 85 years old and older, because that's when people really become almost vegetative. And it's incredible, because what this really means for people, we're living longer. We're living 30 years longer than, I think in 1970, the estimated, longevity rates, we've outlived them by 30 years, which is a lot of time for people to live with Alzheimer's. And so we're doing that. And then I keep thinking, these BDSers, you know, nobody here cares. They're not going to work every day and saying, we're doing this so people will love us, because it doesn't matter. And the most exciting thing, I don't know if you guys saw this. I know it was in all the New York papers, the American papers, and certainly here, they have made a breakthrough in pancreatic cancer.
I know, incredible.
Remarkable, that.
They're saying that with the human cancer cells in the mice, that within 14 days, are you hearing these numbers? 14 days, it's rejected by 90% reduced. I mean, You heard, we know, people, you hear pancreatic cancer, you don't even know what to say. You don't even know what perky answer you're supposed to say when somebody tells you that that's the diagnosis. And they're just about to begin. I'm losing my numbers here. But they're about to start on human, you know, human trials. And they think it's going to be about 2 years. Yeah, 2 years too late for those who are necessarily suffering now. But there's a lot of heartache that's going to be saved if this proves to be as promising. And they hate us. They hate us.
Yeah. Yeah. I must say that dichotomy always kind of just makes me wonder, how can it be? Like, surely you look at this, as you say, no bigger than New Jersey. Look at the contribution it's made to the world in terms of civilization, medicine, science, you name it, technology. Just doesn't seem to make any difference whatsoever, does it?
It's wacky, which is why I always say that anti-Semitism, don't even address it. It's a thing. It's so loopy. It's so nuts. You know, this last week in England, my husband Ronnie, he was in England for a week. His granddaughter got married. Oh, mazel tov, Andrea. Anyway,
and another one. You still fly.
Oh, right. And he went to England. You know, in England, I love it. All these religious guys are walking around in baseball caps. You think the anti-Semites don't know what the baseball cap, especially when they they tuck the payas up underneath. It's a look. Anyway, so he's in England, and apparently, I think it was, what is today? It was just like a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
There's a paper in England called The Independent. It's a reputable journal. And they ran up, I am not joking, this was the opening line. The trouble with Jews is.
Yes.
The trouble with Jews today. Can you imagine?
Yes.
That line? That.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that.
The problem with blacks, the problem with Arabs, the problem with Muslims, the problem with Christians. Nobody could get away with it.
No, and somehow that's okay. And somehow it's okay on Amazon to send Christmas decorations for a tree with pictures of Birkenau and Auschwitz on it. I mean, we're just living in a weird, weird, weird time.
Bath towels. Bath towels, Simon. Bath towels.
Yes, bath towels as well. That's right. That's right. I read about that as well. Yeah.
So it's on one hand, it's very frustrating. On the other hand, I mean, you know, I always come down on the side of God. And I really do believe that our job is to put one foot in front of the other, and to do our part, you know, not to sit and say, well, God's in charge, he'll take care of it. That's the old joke, throwing the money up in the sky. You know the joke?
No.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's the minister throws the money.
She's telling you that you remember. It's important that you know that you remember.
And the Jew says, and the rabbi says, I'll throw the money up. What God wants, he'll keep. Take a dish. Funny when a Jew says it. Not so funny when a non-Jew says it.
Yeah, we're a little complicated like that. Andrea Semontov, we wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and thank you so much for speaking to us.
I'm just going to go off now and cure the world. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Let us know how that goes.